Your hands were full?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
My name's Amy. I'm the Yelp specialist for Local Splash. I hope that you're having a great day so far.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
So tell me about your previous experience with Yelp.
I made a Yelp page, and then I started paying for the ads on there. I didn't get any leads from there, any calls or nothing for like a few months, and then all of a sudden I got like several within like a month. It did pretty good within like for like a month, and then I get all kinds of good reviews and stuff from there, but Yelp kept taking them off my page.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying it didn't fit their criteria or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I don't know why.
If they're new Yelp accounts that are posting these, or if there is like a discrepancy on the accounts that have been posting them, then they take them down. It's to protect you and them, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, they were customers that I was working for, so I didn't know there was, I didn't understand that. That was kind of irritated me pretty bad. But but it did good for like a month, and then I got no calls from there at all. So
right.
I stopped, and they kept taking my good reviews away. So I stopped paying them, and I'm still listed on there, but I still get like a call or two here and there. You know what I mean, from them, but. But, I set the page up myself, so I don't know. Maybe I didn't do it right. I don't know. But,
well, it's not that you didn't do it right. It does need some love. It does need some extra attention. But you're not an expert in that. You're an expert in what you do. You know,
right.
it's not a bad thing. Like, you're not a marketing guru. You're not a Yelp specialist. You haven't gone through Google training. Like, you know.
Right.
How are you
exactly.
supposed to know all them things? You know what I mean? But, I did go ahead and speak with our Yelp specialist. So it looks like you canceled within the last 180 days with Yelp. So the package that you're eligible for through Local Splash with Yelp is, it's a $1,000 package. And you get, and you get $250 in free ads.
Yeah, I don't have $1,000.
Yeah,
I got $8,000 stolen from me, so I'm low on money.
Yeah, I understand completely. We do have other options that are available to you, Stephen. You don't have to go that way. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, the lady April. I just talked to April for about an hour on the phone, and she was explaining all this stuff to me. But they was wanting, like, I need something. So, I got my money stolen. I need something that's going to be very cost efficient and bring me, get me back on my feet again,
Right. So the most cost effective way to do that, if you need a quick turnaround, is going to be Google Ads. Those can be up and running in the first 7 days. It's done in $300 increments.
Yeah. She was asking about that. She asked the Google professional about that, and she said for $300 there was no guarantees.
Yeah,
but
there isn't any guarantees, but in the first month I can give you an extra coupon that's going to give you an extra $130 in clicks as well. So instead of just getting the $300, you'd actually be getting $430 worth in the first month. So it's like a free coupon to give you a little bit extra on the front end. Something that I have available to me that I can do to try to help you out and get you something else going quicker.
Yeah, but right at the moment, $300 is all I have to my name. So
okay, I understand.
So I was maybe looking at Facebook ads or something like that.
Those are done in $100 increments, and the beauty of those are great. Let me tell you why those are great. Most of our packages actually start with the Facebook ad and the Google local listing, and the purpose of that is because what we want to happen there is it does automatic retargeting between both Google and Facebook, and the Facebook ad clicks are between about like 5 and 50 cents per click with an average cost of about 20 cents. So with this, what you're looking at here is automatic retargeting, and it's going to be very low cost but very efficient. And those are done in $100 increments. So if you want to add that in, we can add that in. It's just $100.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to give that a go?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go ahead and do that, and then we already have access to your Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Okay. So let me go ahead and have them get those ads up and running for you. I have a card on file, a MasterCard ending in 1446. I can charge that card to $100.
No, I had to get a new card, so.
Oh, okay. Did you get your whole identity stolen?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, I had my vehicle stolen, $8,000 stolen. Yeah.
Do you know who it was? Was it all the same person, or?
No, it was two different people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they found my car, and they got the guy that sold it, or one of the people that stole it. There's two people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, one of the people. Well, not really. My car is totaled. It's destroyed.
Man.
So I got a new vehicle, but
you probably got a new payment to go with that new vehicle, huh?
Yeah, my money is not. Yeah, I ain't got my money back yet. So.
You're still fighting with the bank on that, or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they working with you?
No, not really. Wood Forest Bank from Walmart, they took it out of two different accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So, Wood Forest was pretty helpful. They give me some money back.
Mm-hmm.
But Chime is where I had the majority of the money mm-hmm. taken from, and I kept, trying to file claims with them,
mm-hmm.
and they just closed my account.
They just closed it. They didn't even care.
No, they just closed it, yeah.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah. So.
And there's no recourse because that's like all an online bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's awful. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's absolutely terrible. Well, I want to put you into a great position. So, I mean, if you want to invest in this and give this a go, then we can do that. It's completely up to you.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to waste $100, but I mean, if it'll get me some advertising and maybe get me some business, then
mm-hmm.
that's what I need.
Okay. So you want to put a new card on file?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. I get it out here. It's 5142.
Mm-hmm.
3000.
Mhm.
4242.
Mhm.
0994.
Expiration month and year.
0428.
3-digit code on the back.
823.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to charge for the $100 for the Facebook ads now, and then your billing date is set. May 28th. That's your regular billing date. So what normally would happen is we add those Facebook ads in, and then it would automatically bill when your regular package bills. Okay? So that would be on the 28th of May. That would be at $299 instead of the
$199.
Okay. Okay. So I just want to make sure that you're aware of that before process anything, and that way you're not taken by surprise. So we've gone ahead and got that going, and I'm going to send it over for Facebook ad revisions right now and get some ads going for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any further questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, it was a pleasure taking care of you. And, Stephen, if you change your mind, please let me know. I would be glad to work with you on any programs. And I have that that Google Ad extra coupon in there once you get a little more funds in your pocket and you're able to get it going. I believe, you know, there's great things in store for your organization.
All right, thank you. So this Facebook, they already have access to my Facebook and everything like that. So is there, they got it under control, or is there something I got to do, or?
Well, if we need anything from you, we're going to call you right away, and we're going to let you know, hey, this is what we need. Okay? Yeah, let you know right away. You'll get a call from Kyle on our team, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later. Bye now.
Bye-bye.